Suspension of Lee Anderson over Islamist comments was a mistake, leaked Tory messages suggest. By Kurt Zindelka on February 26, 2024. Leaked messages between Tory MPs have lamented that the decision by the party to suspend former Deputy Chairman Lee Anderson after he accused London Mayor Sadiq Khan of being under the control of Islamists may have been a political mistake amid backlash from voters. On Saturday, the Conservative MP for Ashfield had the whip withdrawn after he refused to back down from his claims that radical Islamists have taken control over the far-left London Mayor and Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer. The remarks followed months of apparently lax policing in London against anti-Israel demonstrations and a chaotic vote last week in Parliament calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas terrorists, in which the Speaker of the House, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, out of fear of violent reprisals from terrorists, he claimed, broke with convention in a move which seemed to benefit Labour, his old party. Responding to the assertion from former Home Secretary Suella Braverman that Islamists and anti-Semites have taken control of the country, Anderson said on Friday, "I don't actually believe that these Islamists have got control of our country. But what I do believe is that they've got control of Khan, they've got control of London. And they've got control of Starmer as well." The suggestion that Mayor Khan, a practicing Muslim of Pakistani heritage, is under the control of Islamists sparked a media firestorm and ultimately resulted in Anderson's suspension from the party in the parliament. Rather than quieting the storm, the move has appeared to amplify the story and has largely shifted focus from anti-Semitism within the Labour Party to the supposed Islamophobia within the Conservatives. On Monday, messages obtained by Sky News from a WhatsApp group of Tory MPs elected to the House of Commons in 2019 suggested that many within the party believed that the suspension of Anderson, a popular figure among working-class voters, was a strategic misstep. Jill Mortimer MP reportedly shared messages from her constituents saying they would never vote Conservative again and that Lee Anderson's suspension is the final nail in the party's coffin. Others, including Sarah Dines and Sarah Atherton, both reportedly relayed within the message group that they had also received backlash from their constituents, while Peter Gibson said that his inbox is very positive for Lee. Others noted Brexit leader Nigel Farage openly courting Anderson to join Reform UK, which Tom Hunt reportedly said was not good at all for the Tories. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has defended the decision to suspend Anderson, saying per The Telegraph, "Clearly his choice of words wasn't acceptable. It was wrong. That is why the whip was suspended. Words matter, especially in the current environment where tensions are running high, and I think it is incumbent on all of us to choose them carefully." For his part, Anderson appears to have no interest in apologizing for his comments, telling GB News on Monday, "If you are wrong, apologizing is not a sign of weakness but a sign of strength. But when you think you are right, you should never apologize, because to do so would be a sign of weakness. My words may have been clumsy, but my words were born out of sheer frustration at what is happening to our beautiful capital city." He added, accusing the mayor of taking a soft approach to the pro-Palestinian marches for political benefit. Anderson was supported by Reform UK leader Richard Tice, who said in a statement provided to Breitbart London that Lee speaks for millions of people who are appalled by what is happening to our country. Tice accused Mayor Khan and the gutless government of Rishi Sunak of having lost control of our streets and allowing pro-Hamas, hate-filled anti-Semitic marches to continue, which he noted began even before there was any military response from Israel to the Islamist Hamas terror attacks on October 7. "The Jewish community is scared, Londoners are scared, MPs are scared, the Speaker is scared. Even the police appear too scared to do what they are supposed to, maintain the peace in our capital, arrest those who demonstrably break the law." Lee Anderson may have been clumsy in his precise choice of words, but his sentiments are supported by millions of British citizens, including myself. "Never has Westminster and the craven left-leaning establishment been so out of touch with ordinary people," Tice said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka, or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.